You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
He's going to have to start flogging himself. You know what I mean?
You know, that's how it is. People want to see drama. People want to see people, you know, fail and then criticize and judge
them. We want to see you in pain, my G.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Hit the subscribe button if you have not yet. I mean, it'd be pretty weird if you are just watching and not subscribing. It's an insult.
Oh, that's
us.
Voyeurism, dog.
Okay. What, you being creepy?
Damn, son. Old peeping Tom.
You got to let people know you in here.
Damn.
Right? You got to announce yourself. All right. Nicole Hack said.
I was just about to read this. Remember when our $8 million player Shaqiri didn't defend and y'all scored a beauty against us? Yeah, me too. Y'all ain't paying him to defend. He's on the Pirlo contract. He's like, I'm here for vibes.
It's a good deal, okay? PFC Manor say, you're great week to be green, lad. That's right, Hartford Athletic with the new
Tab
coach.
Tab Ramos.
Old Tabby.
Yo, and shouts to asking about Taylor Ham or pork roll.
That's it.
Because, you know, there's some other people trying to do it, and they ain't doing it right.
They're learning. We got to show them the way.
Well, we don't have to show them. They just copy our content anyway.
All right, man. We're having a
How
good
are
time.
You, Scott? Thanks for watching.
All right.
He just dropped his notebook.
All right. So a lot to get through today, but hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. You see the sub counter up there at the top. Help us get to 10 subscribers today.
Let's
Why
go.
Not? Okay.
Sub. Sub, sub, sub.
All right, my favorite song.
You know, we're climbing up a hill, dude.
Okay, dude. I mean, you ain't.
We got a big fight coming. No, I'm doing it in an ATV while smoking a cigar.
I would love to see Alexis do a exercise montage.
Why? Why would you want to see that?
That'd be great.
Yo, why you? Yo, I'm going to start playing Many Men. Why you wish death upon me?
Paulo Nessa said.
By the way, hold on. There was a meme a long time ago that said couples from the Bronx slow dance to Many Men. To this day, I literally think about that meme,
dude. Yeah,
maybe once a week, dude, and just giggle to myself.
They play that at funerals, I think.
Bro, no, I'm at weddings. That's a wedding song. Just Timberlands bumping into each other on the dance floor. Many Men.
Okay. Justin Fieber said wild statement referring to Omar saying Omar Ramirez said I feel like LAFC or Philadelphia are gonna flop like Liga MX teams that finish with most points. Okay.
Ooh.
We'll get to all of that because obviously LAFC clinched the playoff spot. They are the first. But let's
they don't want the supporter shield curse.
That's right. It's poison.
Bro, get it off.
Okay.
Why you bring that into this house?
The Union, who else? Red Bull. They're like, get this all. I don't need this anymore.
Oh, dude, too many of these things.
Okay.
Supporter.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Let's go. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. This is the Cooligans, Poppy's favorite soccer podcast. Okay.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
There it is.
You are like a child when you hit this button. You're like,
you gotta love it. I mean, it's Poppy's. We're his children.
I meant just to hit the button and the fact that the sound comes out. You're like the bring.
Sorry if having a dad brings me joy.
Oh, didn't have one. Don't know what it feels like. I want to fight. Poppy. Yeah,
Alexis just bullies other people with dads.
Yeah, dude. You don't get that fun around here. I'm gonna show up to your house and eat the big piece. Grease chicken.
What is this? Full House?
Nah. Cried watching that show. What's this horror film on TV?
Why you got so many damn uncles that love you?
Why are these three nice white girls trapped in this house with dads? Shout to Jamal, who said, "Hey, dudes, MLS best league ever. Come on, dudes." Hey, bro, right on, Jamal.
We're going to need that as a voice note, Jamal. Bro, we'll play that on the show.
A rad comment.
Absolutely tubular comment from our friend Jamal.
Gnarly. It was super gnarly, dude.
Okay. This is American soccer, everybody. So excited for today's show because obviously another wild week of American soccer, even American soccer out in England, bro. It's
just soccer.
It's just crossing the pond.
Soccer is like a disease, bro. It's spreading.
Okay, they getting upset.
United Soccer Club. Exactly. They now know.
All right. And that's it. We're here to, inform.
And infect. We like a bed bug in Minnesota that Christian hired specifically to be a mercenary.
I brought him on the plane with me.
He was like, you know what we talked about, right?
Okay. And we synchronized our watches and we're break.
All right. On three. Bite.
So we're here to inform. We're here to inform our English brethren, all right? But today, obviously, a lot in MLS, a lot in NWSL. We should start. With some of these matches this weekend were wild. The transfer rumors. I think we should start there,
bro. It's Black Friday in MLS now.
Okay,
everybody wants to buy somebody from MLS.
There's just from MLS.
They're coming in or they're going out.
Everybody's like, oh, what's going on over there? I'm a little bit interested.
Damn, yo, StockX over there, the SoccerX.
Yo, MLS looking type thick right now.
I know.
Okay?
I
didn't really notice you back in high school, but now
it used to be MLS was 3 a.m. at the bar. You heard the bell for last call, and you're like, I'm gonna take whatever I can get my hands on.
Right.
Back in the day, like, I don't care. I don't care if you do construction. Can you kick a ball, my G? That was back in the day. Them days is over.
Things have changed. So I think probably the biggest, at least rumor, or it seems pretty, very likely to happen. But Christian Tello, he last played for Real Betis, but he looks like he will be the designated player for LAFC.
Put some respect. Real Betis Balompié.
Balompié.
Which is where part of where our accent comes from. Do you know that? The Andalusia region.
Sure. Well, gracias, Andalusia.
No. They don't do that. They're like, nah, fuck out of here. We don't respect it. I didn't know this. Did you know this? I learned this.
I didn't know that. You've asked me about three times before you've said what you said.
Bro, did you know this? Shouts to Ellie Menjem, who has a new show out on Copa 90.
Okay.
It's called Once in a Lifetime. It's about clubs that are winning a trophy for the first time in a very long time. The Trabzonspor video, absolutely insane. But then he did one on Real Betis with our homie, Hector Bellerin, who told us, you're really funny. I'd love to do your show. And then never responded to our DMs.
He
did say it.
He did say that.
He stopped us when we were walking past the Arsenal bus. And he was like, hey, fellas. Hey, mates. You're really funny.
It was pretty wild when we were that close to the Arsenal bus. Like, we shouldn't be that
Remember
close.
Remember when I caressed the Arsenal bus for a solid 30 seconds? The Barber Christian's like, no, you should do that. And he was like, you should stop doing that.
This was just in 2017, 2018 in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah.
We had all access. We were hosting. We got to talk to them. It was so cool. But anyway, so his family is from Andalusia. Uh-huh. Apparently, there was no jobs down there, so everyone left. They all went to the north. So some people went to Madrid. Some people went to San Sebastian. A lot of Andalusians went to Barcelona. So actually, in Barcelona, the number two most followed club outside of Barca, you'd say, is like probably Espanol, right? Because they're right there. Is Real Betis.
Yeah, dude.
Because they're all from that region, right? So then they started interviewing people from that region. Bro, they sound like us.
Bro, they're the homies.
Bro. And they were like, I'm like, yo, they don't respect the king because they don't have the lisp, right? Remember when everyone's like, yo, we're going to switch it up and talk with the lisp? They were like, go ahead, you do that. We'd be all right. So that's the family. Anyway.
Okay, so but this is a pretty wild, a pretty big signing, I would say. What is it? Reported by Tom Bogert. Tommy Scoops. I want to start calling Tombrizio Bogmano.
Bogmano.
Bogmano. Because this dude, when it comes to our friends or our peers,
right,
that we came up with in MLS, Tom Bogert was, writing at MLSsoccer.com, writing for a bunch of different outlets. But right now, he's
on the up.
He's on the up.
We almost killed this man with jokes.
We did.
Almost killed him with actual jokes.
He came to our show in Minnesota, and
he left lighter. He lost weight. He was laughing
a lot. It's great to have a good audience member, and Tom Bogert is 100. If you are a comedian, you want Tom Bogert in your audience.
100%.
He is.
He's gonna smack the bar. He's gonna smack the wall. He's gonna smack his thigh. He's gonna shake other people around him who aren't laughing as hard.
Right, right, right.
That man is an alpha in the room.
Tom Bogert is a black kid in high school. 100%. Laughing. He laughs like a black kid in high school.
Remember that meme where the dude was eating the beans in the movie theater, and then when it was all quiet, and somebody goes, "Yo, this motherfucker eating beans," and the whole room erupted. That's Tom Bogert.
My man got perfect timing. He's great.
He elicits a lot of additional laughter, which as a comedian, you'd like a nice...
Love it.
One of those things that, you're an IT guy where your Wi-Fi signal is weak, but then you put this up in the other room and it boosts it.
Okay. Yeah, so Wi-Fi extender. Yeah.
Okay, that's what he is. He's a laugh extender. Tom Bogert. You plug him in the room, in the back of the room, and he makes sure the people around you are giggling a lot
harder. Bro. The man is so talented.
He is so good. So much. So many things.
So, best description, I think, of Tom Bogert anyone's ever given. So, you're welcome, Tom.
Tommy, put this in your reel, buddy.
So Chris and Dave, Tom Bogert writes here, he's 31, he's a free agent, 28 goals and 24 assists in 199 La Liga appearances. I've watched him a couple times. Obviously, he had a couple good years on FIFA Ultimate Team. He had a couple good cards. So, I know the guy.
He's also playing for a club that doesn't pay a lot of money has a real community feel, and he's going to fit in really well in MLS.
But adding him to LAFC, this is once I saw this news, now is really the question. If LAFC do not win, they got the supporter shield locked up. If they do not win MLS Cup, is this just an absolute failure?
Okay, they just clinched the playoff spot. First team to do it. Now starts the let's get ready for the playoffs. Do not try and win the supporter shield. Chirundolo. If you listen, you're the homie. Remember when we were all hanging out, high-fiving?
Right.
Remember? And you were like, yo, guys, we should drive really fast in my car. I'm like, Steve, relax.
You have a bright future in America.
Remember when he said you're going to coach in America? I'm like, you ain't got no chance. I was wrong, but I did believe in his style. When all the LAFC fans said no, because we asked him, I was like, what kind of coach are you going to be? You're a defender. And he was like, no. And he talked about exactly how they're playing now. Right now starts the... Let's get ready for the playoffs. Start to make sure this team plays well together. Every match from here on in is a training exhibition for the playoffs.
Okay.
Do not, under any circumstances, if you want to win, treat this like, yo, we need to win every single match. Need to chill a little bit.
Well, I that seems to be the approach, because Gareth Bale and Chiellini especially are not really playing every game. They're playing every other game. They're really the load management, they're treating the way LeBron and Tim Duncan used to take off just a couple games.
Yeah. load management, which they're doing.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little story. Here's a little story.
Okay.
Alfa Romeo. Before it was Alfa Romeo.
The car, yes.
The car company was just called Alfa before Romeo showed up, right? Alfa was so good at racing in Europe.
Okay.
They would beat other teams year over year, every single race. They were destroying. They would win by multiple laps, so much so that when they went in for a pit stop, they started washing the car and the race car driver would have a sandwich and a drink and then get back in the car and still win the race.
Wow.
That's got to be you. You got to take it easy.
Oh, like tortoise in the hair.
Yeah, bro, why you got to win by 48 laps? You don't have to. Two is enough.
Right. So, look, I think the approach
of Justin Freeberg said, Chiellini can't handle a huge load. Yo, he needs to be in SMLS. We need to make SMLS happen because we're starting to get tagged by these players.
Bro, we already got a couple messages from other players, some players that we didn't mention. They're like, yo, I want in, you know, in big three, big five, big seven, you know, hosted by the Cooligans. So,
bro,
this might not be that crazy.
This might actually happen.
Okay, so we'll see. All right. So Thomas 19064 says home field priority is a big deal in MLS. So yeah, look, I don't think who's the closest right now, Austin FC or Philadelphia Union, the closest to Supporter Shield. I don't think LAFC is in that much danger of missing out on the Supporter Shield. They did lose to San Jose, which is definitely a shock.
But you agree that they shouldn't be going for it.
They've already won. My feeling is if you've already won a Supporter Shield and you have not won an MLS Cup, put the priority on the MLS Cup.
Exactly. Okay, that's we're it. On the same page. Also, SKC Fan TV, I don't know if this is a joke, said, LAFC don't win with these signings. It's bust. Sorry. You're going to have to explain that. Because,
speaking of loads, anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of bust, I don't understand that concept because they're already a great team. So they lose Brian Rodriguez and they replace him with Deo. That's pretty damn good.
Yes. But
also, these are teams that Deo's won trophies. Like these are teams that are built for these types of things.
Yeah.
You're about to go into a
and Gareth Bale and Chiellini haven't won anything.
Right?
So finally
Gareth Bale played for Tottenham. But then he went to Real Madrid.
I'm not gonna look at their Wikipedia. I just know. I'm certain.
I mean, you gotta grade him with a curve, and I still have him at a zero because he played for Tottenham. But what I'm saying is you're bringing in players that have the understanding of what it takes to win big trophies. Nothing bigger than MLS Cup.
I mean, is it the largest trophy?
It isn't. The European.
Champions League is a pretty
huge,
large trophy. Okay.
But has any of those other trophies ever gotten a damn champagne with us? No.
Exactly. All right. So that's on you, Champions League
damn
trophy.
Damn, UEFA. Y'all need to get us some champagne with the trophy if you really want it to have any type of history.
Your trophy looking soft like a wafer.
Whoa. Tom Berger and Bo Boger ain't talking about it.
Anyway, okay.
Pele huge. Somebody messaged us. Hey, I just started listening to your show because of the whole Levitard thing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you guys play off each other really well. The jokes just keep coming. What are they thinking as we just randomly yell out Pele Hugelo, not knowing that was written in the chat and what the reference is?
So
I can't mention anything of my childhood. It's just going to get attacked by this.
I mean, you have a pretty traumatic childhood. All right. So this is,
by traumatic, you mean hilarious. That I agree.
This is the chat slash you also have about 40 therapists, so it's pretty cool. Good for you.
What, they just bring up everything me and my friends did? You remember the Pele thing, right?
Yeah, I'm also on this show. I'm the co-host of this show.
Buddy, I forget everything I say 10 minutes after I say it.
But the Philadelphia Union are the closest to LAFC. And
who do you trust more in a playoff scenario?
Right now, I'm gonna say the Union.
Me too. I give the edge to the Union.
Yeah,
They've been there before.
And
Cherundolo don't know nothing about no playoffs.
Damn, bro, why you disrespecting?
No, I'm being serious. He ain't never had no playoffs. Playoffs.
I mean, maybe he was probably in a Bundesliga playoff.
What playoff?
In the relegation playoff.
They have brackets. They have knockouts. It's different.
The Bundesliga March Madness.
Yeah. Until y'all get the Bundesliga NIT, I ain't listening to y'all.
No, I think
it's different, though.
Because
that's a secondary competition.
I've sure.
And when you play for Hanover, maybe it's the main competition.
I also think even if LAFC don't have a ton of experience when it comes to the playoffs, they have a lot of Champions League experience that I think is really helpful. They have a lot of veteran players, but I think the rage and fury that after what happened to the Philadelphia Union, before the match against NYCFC, where a lot of the players, there was a COVID outbreak and they lost a lot of players.
Not our fault.
We're not taking any responsibility for it. I mean,
what, did Christian book the hotel? What happened?
But the frustration about that, because I honestly think the union felt they would have won that game if they had all their players. So
they still say it's an asterisk.
Let them say whatever they want.
Yeah, you say whatever you want.
I know.
I ain't drinking champagne with no asterisk.
My championship ring doesn't have an asterisk on it.
Let me tell you something. We checked that Lambo up and down. I didn't see no asterisk on that.
Thomas, 1964, said, I saw Christian coughing on people.
Talking to his bed bug? Not this time. We're using it on the call.
Just the assassin bed bug that I sent.
Not yet. We're not trying to kill the soccer team. We just want to make him sick for a week.
The bedbug's gone rogue.
The bedbug is maniacal, man. He only sees and drinks blood.
Okay. So I would have to favor them. If it was an MLS Cup final between those two teams, I think the Union looked spectacular. And after seeing what they did to DC United again, 6-0 this time, not 7. So it wasn't as bad.
This is a big L.
So, I mean, it's like, look, we know the Union are good, but now the question becomes, how bad are DC really? And you know, the changes.
But we've also talked about a big loss like that, and look at Manchester United as a good example. A big loss like that doesn't show how bad of a team you are. That shows how bad you were prepared for that match.
Okay.
If you lose 6-0, you're not 6-0 worse than that other team.
Well, a lot of the comments from Wayne Rooney afterwards were really about, like, he was just befuddled. He was just like, I've never been a part of anything like that. The guys, essentially, they weren't doing anything I was instructing them to do. They're basically, he didn't use the words give up, but he said it was an embarrassment. And
also what he has to say.
A lot of the players were
saying, how do you read between those lines?
I mean, I'll say this. I think
he's like, you guys can only drink with me for 3 hours after that. You're on punishment.
I have to set some boundaries.
You're all on punishment. I'd send you to the corner, but that's where my VIP booth is. So doesn't make any sense.
I can't allow you in there.
You know what? That's it. You're not in VIP anymore. Bro, you're in Gen Pop.
So I think the move to trade away Julian Gressel, it signaled a restart of, like, you know, all right, this season's basically over. Wayne Rooney said that, like, when he got there, it was like, all right, let's kind of push and maybe we can get a playoff spot. And then after like 2-3 games, it was like, all right, well, that's about it. But they essentially gutted the heart of the team, I think, by getting rid of Julian Gressel, Julian Gressel is on a better team.
Yeah. There is going to be a reset. There's a reset now, right? But the problem is where, you know, in his head, he's probably like, all right, we're not making the playoffs. We're not a great team. We're going to get rid of players and make some changes. And then they're going to be like, well, that's not how MLS works. You know?
No.
I'm so sorry. A little something called the salary cap.
Justin Freeber said, but to lose to a team twice by more than 5 goals, that's just being bad, though.
You are bad. You are bad, but it's not. That's not a direct correlation of how bad you are.
And I want to give credit to the Philadelphia Union, because this game, once they scored, like, the first two, they were salivating. They're like, we're going to do this
goal
again.
Differential, bro.
They were like, we're going to go for it. And you saw it, I think it was Corey Burke towards the end of the game, like, going for every the goalkeeper made a mistake and capitalizing on it. And but, you know, once you're up 4-5, you could, like, you know, take the foot off the pedal a little bit.
You get a hat trick.
No. And then, yeah, Julian Carranza, who we've spoken about in the past, I mean, just an incredible pickup. I mean,
if you play 4 matches and you don't score or play well in 3, but then you score 4 goals in one of them, all everyone's going to talk about is you scored 1 in each game. He scored 1. He's averaged a goal a match.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, who cares?
Right.
You got to run it up. When you get those opportunities, you got to run it up.
No,
and, you know, we've talked to players before about, like, celebrating when you're up, like, 4-0 and you score. And everyone's like, who cares? You never know if that's going to be your last goal. You could break your knee the next play.
Exactly.
And now you're out of the game forever. That could be your last goal ever. You always celebrate. You always go
for
it.
And that's the same thing, you know, with the U.S. Women's National Team against
Thailand?
Yeah. I think it was.
Against anybody. Against England on October 7th, which I'm going to be there, bro.
So let's go.
By the way, I said I'm going to wear an America kit, and I'm going to be loud as shit. And I'm going to be like, bro, I'm like, yo, the Lions are going to get slaughtered by Eagles, Rams, and the whole thing. And I was telling my buddy this at a bar, and next to him was an English guy, and the English guy looks up, he goes, "That's going to go over well." That's all he said. And I was like, "Hey, you're right."
So a couple other stories I wanted to make sure we got to before we talked about some of the other matches. Georgi Mihailovic.
Julian Carranza is now the proud father of Wayne Rooney. Is that Justin Freeman?
There was one tweet from the Philadelphia Union that said, once they scored five or six, that the admin said, "I'm only one person and I only have one keyboard."
Such a great job.
Georgi Mihailovic did not play in the match against the Revolution because there is a possible move to AZ Alkmaar. This is in Belgium, right?
No, Eredivisie.
Oh, okay, so in Netherlands. Mihailovic has been pretty incredible this season.
I wonder how they're going to pronounce his name. This dude's got like 17 D's in his name, bro. Just like your ex after she broke up with you.
All right.
17 D's. Come on.
I get it.
It works.
He's had a spectacular season in the last 2 years, especially in Montreal. After leaving Chicago,
also left Chicago kind of like weirdly. It wasn't like...
He didn't seem like he wanted to leave necessarily. Yeah. Because I think at the time Montreal was, Henri had just left.
No, he played a little bit for Henri.
I think
Georgi Mihailovic and Henri overlapped.
There might have been overlap, but he didn't coach him for long, if anything. But you can.
Nicole Hack says, like other players, leave Chicago and is mad successful. The mayor of Chicago is in our chat, folks.
So when he did leave Chicago because didn't his father play for Chicago Fire or something like that? Or there's some connection that he had with Chicago. Obviously, I think he grew up there. So when he went to Montreal, the team weren't doing that great.
The team wasn't doing well. They had good players, and they had that little bit of run where people thought
maybe
that they could turn it around. But they've been playing so much better ever since Henri left.
Yeah, I mean...
And they're playing incredible this season.
Yeah, Nancy is the coach, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, what's his name? Yeah, great.
Yeah, he's been doing great, and we saw Montreal early in the season. I think it was the first NYCFC home game, mm-hmm. and they lost like 2-3-0 or something like that, 4-0. They got absolutely smacked. But ever since then, they've been playing incredibly well. So that's kind of the what we want to talk about. That's where you see in the thumbnail as far as what teams could shock us in the MLS playoffs, because we all know the Union, LAFC, Austin FC.
Let me ask the chat. If you had $1,000. And you can only put it on one team heading into the MLS playoffs. One team from the West and one team from the East. Who would it be?
I mean, that's a different question, right? Because it's like you're going to probably pick the favorites, no?
Who?
Would
you pick?
The Union and LAFC. Why?
That's it? You don't think you would go with...
If I'm putting money, that's a different...
Christian's like, I want to put it in my pocket?
I want to put it's a safe bet. Maybe invest...
Okay, fine. Only one team. Only one team in all of MLS heading into the playoffs.
I mean, if I'm putting money, I guess probably LAFC.
Your head goes LAFC.
LAFC, yeah, because it just feels like such a strong squad, and they have such a deep bench that you would have to favor them.
Part of the reason why I would say if I had to pick, I might go with Union is, again, chip on their shoulder. I want to second guess their depth, but it's Jim Curtin.
No,
he's going to have anybody they got playing well.
They bring in a 14-year-old off the bench. And they're absolutely bossing
it. How many Aronsons do you got, bro?
Just an endless supply of Aronsons.
There's a Braxton Aronson? What is that? Brendan Aronson in a fake mustache?
A combination of Paxton and Brendan?
Damn, bro.
Let's ask this question. What team could be an actual surprise in MLS Cup? And I think...
There's going to be so much pressure on LAFC. The chat is filled with LAFC. There's so much pressure because everyone's just like, it's yours.
Those
are the teams that get plucked out first round.
In the Eastern...
By like Seattle Sounders or something.
In the Eastern Conference, I think Montreal have a real shot. You know,
ain't no one saying FC Dallas. FC Dallas just got whatchamacallit.
FC Dallas is cursed in the playoffs, bro.
They're just cursed.
They just, I don't know what it is.
You gotta cover the stadium. Your fans are too hot, dog.
There's something every playoffs. There's something always goes wrong. But in the Eastern Conference, as far as like as who can shock you, I mean, look,
New York is also a great team and just got Matias Pellegrini.
But it's not, that wouldn't be a surprise because they're the defending champions.
Defending champ, but they haven't been playing extremely consistent.
Sure, sure. But I think Montreal can cause some problems in the playoffs, and also probably, and this might be a bit of a shock, but I think Miami, the way that
Pozuelo has changed
Miami,
that club completely.
I think could shock somebody. If they qualify for the playoffs, but I think they could probably get out of the first round.
What about the home of the bedbug, Minnesota United, bro?
Minnesota United, where
probably not the nickname they want, but the bedbugs, bro.
Bro, when we did the show,
look, Paulo Nelson said Minnesota United.
Yeah, and when we were at the show, when we did the show in Minnesota, there was a guy that came in with a Minnesota United kit that said Heath out.
Despise this man.
Do you not like Harrison Heath, former player?
I know, right? His wife is a gem, Kaelin Kai. I love the two of them.
Why? What is the issue? Right. No, but a lot of people.
You know, there's a candy distributor. Like, they're not talking about the candy bar.
There's a lot of people, you know, in Minnesota. They're not
more like bling a soda. Chill, Mallow.
that you know that are not happy with Adrian Heath and the job he's doing. But you can't argue with like the consistency that he's had with the team.
If they make a run of three wins in the playoffs, you won't be shocked.
Right?
If they win MLS Cup, I'll be shocked. Yeah. But if they win three games in the MLS playoffs, I'm not completely shocked.
Look, do they have the talent of some of the other teams in the Western Conference? No, they do not.
Do they have the tactics of some of the other teams?
No. No, but they find a way.
Yeah, they do. They're scrappy, bro. They're like Inchi.
Hollow 401 said Orlando's going to be on high if they win the U.S. Open Cup.
Yeah, but see, this is the issue with U.S. Open Cup. They're going to celebrate the trophy, and there's such a collapse after that.
You think so?
Always. How you go from popping champagne to like, we gotta get a win? We already won some, dog.
The one team
that's like when my teacher in school was like, Alexis, you got an A on this test. I'm like, wrap it up.
The one team that
send me that report card. I'll show it to my mom, and we done for the year.
The one team I always feel bad about when it comes to U.S. Open Cup is the Philadelphia Union.
They said Harrison Heath is even worse.
he's currently, I believe, a scout.
Leave
for the
him
team.
Alone, man.
But the Philadelphia Union, they've lost three U.S. Open Cups. And that's absolutely brutal. They're the Buffalo Bills of U.S. Open Cup history.
The Buffalo Bills, bro.
Wow.
Burned them. Dan Levitard fans right now like, how does that even mean? And there's no way to answer it. I honestly think of all the teams that I think could surprise, I also think we're not showing enough respect to Nashville.
I think we're showing the proper amount of respect
nah,
to Nashville.
Dude. Hani Mukhtar.
But that's it.
You got to give Zimmerman some respect.
Nashville lost the other day to who? They lost to Minnesota. They lost to Minnesota. And the complaint, the coach in the postgame was basically saying, like, Hani can't do it all. He can't be the only goal scorer.
Right.
And you see it in...
But in the playoffs, you got one really good player and a strong defense. You're going to get far. It's the playoffs. But,
I mean, look, there are certain teams that have the ability to neutralize, your team's best player. Some teams do that better than others. I would argue, like, a team... I would say NYCFC is pretty good at neutralizing the other team's best player, for the most part. I think
they also do it in a different way. They're going to keep you away from the ball.
Sure. Possession, right? If you have
strong defenders, great on set pieces,
so,
great back line.
So, like,
incredible championship rings.
See, like,
great decisions.
A team that gets neutralized very easily often is like a team like LA Galaxy, where you know who their scorers are, you know who the best players are, and you might get burned once or twice, but just like the Seattle Sounders did, they're like, all right, we know who the danger is coming from, and let's try to neutralize it. So who else? As far as
are we not showing any respect to Austin?
No, but see, but
is that an Austin shirt you're wearing right now?
Yeah, this is the Austin anthem.
Shout out to a bird.
Grackle.
Using Uber.
It's like a bird on a record, right?
Is that a record?
A record. There we go.
Anyway.
When was the last time you heard what a record scratch
Bro, I'm here to bring it back. Austin FC, I look, would it be that much of a shock? Probably not, because they were fighting for a supporter shield spot. But given that
Thomas,
they're such a...
Thomas 1964 said they're overachieving. They're going to crash. They're in what, third place?
I don't know, man. Did you see
second place? How are you overachieving?
Did you see how Brad Stewart's playing? But you see, Drewsy's going to be the MVP, I think. I mean, look, if anybody's not aware, we are voters in MLS MVP voting and at the end of year awards. I don't mean to give away who I'm voting for MVP, but
they keep asking, who's this bed bug you keep writing in?
just look at the numbers.
I feel
like you're not paying attention to the stats.
They stopped the strong attack in me.
Neutralized
wow,
him.
Bro.
Okay,
they've already got a trophy.
But look, Sebastian Drewsy. I can't really see who else. I would say even Brandon Vasquez. I think Daniel Gazdag. There's other names in there. I'm not taking anything away from him, but Sebastian Drewsy, what he's done with a new team, especially the team how poor they were last year.
The only thing more impressive is Pozuelo.
Is it more impressive?
Yes, because look at what happened when he goes to a different team. The shift in the confidence we all have in Inter Miami is as significant as what Driussi's done. I would say of the three names, I would say Mukhtar, Driussi, and you got to think, it might not be enough time, but if it would have happened a little bit early in the season, maybe. But Pozuelo, he's got to be in the conversation. I'll tell you who isn't, Shaqiri. Sorry, Nicole.
Thomas 1964 said, Gazdag MVP, do the right thing. Look, he's definitely my best 11. I'm not going to say no to that. But what Drewsy's done is, to me, almost remarkable. It's like, it's very, very impressive.
It's very good, but he's also surrounded by a better team than Hani is. So what Hani's done is more impressive to me. And Pozuelo came in and completely changed a cursed club, dude.
Christopher Alphaby said Reynoso got a shot at MVP.
Don't say shot around Reynoso.
Wait.
You remember the Thule thing?
He got, what'd he do? He did something with a weapon.
We're not bringing it up. It was in his past. He's playing really well.
Anyway.
I think we're going to go with it. I think we're just going to let that live.
He's a spectacular player.
Absolutely incredible. And by the way, beloved in Minnesota.
Yeah, that was really cool to see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like he's related to the bed bug, you know?
Damn, bro. This bed bug getting a lot of love.
We're going
to end up on the wrong side of YouTube, bro. People are going
to be like... Conspiracy?
Okay. So I did mention Brandon Vasquez from FC Cincinnati, and
that was uncalled for, Alexis. Hey, look, all right, there are a lot of jokes in here, and I didn't think he was going to follow up.
Anyway, I mean, look, it's difficult to let anything slide. Anyway, so Brandon Vasquez,
State Bird of Minnesota, says Thomas is the bed bug.
So Brandon Vasquez agrees to a new long term contract with FC Cincinnati through 2025. With a club option for 2026. Now, 15 goals, 4 assists. Brandon Vasquez has been incredible this year. So, speaking of teams that could surprise us in the playoffs,
No,
all right. It could be a surprise if they make the playoffs.
The word surprise is being used differently than I meant the prior.
Lucho Acosta, I've completely turned this team around.
They're good. They're not bad.
Dude.
I'm not laughing because of that. They just have too high of a hill to climb.
So, this news, so he's obviously gonna be there a little bit longer.
So look at their form.
What's their form?
The last five matches, it's been draw, draw, win, draw, draw. If you want to keep going, loss, draw, 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 win. Yeah, I mean,
it's not look.
Their form is trash.
It's not the best. It's FC Cincinnati, but we got to give them a little bit of pride.
They're drawing.
They're like
they're drawing.
Okay, they were living on the wooden spoon, bro.
Yeah, 100% chewing on it.
But the season that he's been having is super impressive, given how bad the team has been the last few years, especially within MLS.
And I do want to give them credit because they've done it correctly. They haven't said, like, we need to go all in on a big name and do those old crazy stuff. It's like, hey, let's build.
Yeah.
Build your way back up.
Everybody was trying to get out. Remember, we interviewed Frankie Amaya? When he was there, and it was just like, bro, it's a struggle, bro.
Yeah. And was it Loikaida? What was the dude's name?
Loikaida, yeah. I forgot where he was from.
He wouldn't even show up.
Even Brenner was saying that he wanted to leave early this season. But no, they've
stop been. With the pasta with the chili. I can't play. It's slowing me down.
But Brendan Vasquez, now at this point, I don't know if we had this conversation already on the show, but U.S. men's national team. Should he be at the World Cup? Is it already that it's impressive? Maybe not the starter, but
you got to take the hot hand.
Jesus Ferreira and Brendan Vasquez, you happy with that?
If I found out there's not enough time before the World Cup to integrate a new striker, but your striker is. You need to have a hot hand if you're going to bring in a striker. You need to have a striker that's on one. I can't think of a striker that's more on one, maybe besides Balogun, who hasn't chosen the U.S. officially yet.
Mm-hmm.
Balogun had broke the record at Reims for reams of paper. He broke too many reams of paper, got fired from Staples. No, he broke the record at Reims for scoring in each of the first three matches. Hasn't happened since like the 60s in that club. But here's the thing. If I find out that they're like, all right, look, we're not going to take Pepe, but we'll take Brendan Vasquez in his place. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be. I'd be fine with that, too.
He's not going to start.
I mean.
But if you bring this dude in the 80th, I got a feeling he's going to give you something.
It seems like the biggest.
It might be a bed bug, but he's going to give you something.
It might be the biggest.
PFOC is also.
PFOC. That's what I was literally just going to say. He's been scoring a bunch already at Union Berlin. And. He may not be the starter because right now it feels like Jesus Ferreira will probably be the starter,
right?
Because again, he is scoring a bunch.
He's also he's incredible. He's doing incredibly well. I forgot about also what's Yunus Musa up to?
Yunus Musa is at Valencia doing great. He's not a striker.
No, but what's he up to? I haven't followed up.
He's playing at Valencia. I think they won. I think they drew one game and won another.
Sargent is also coming into form, but. I'm not sure that I would equate his success in the championship to success in the World Cup.
I wouldn't either. But there's really not.
I mean, can you trust? All right, what I just said is kind of egregious.
I'm like, why?
We're also equating MLS success with Jesus Ferreira to World Cup
World
success.
Cup success. And Brendan Vasquez. I don't think it's necessarily the most important thing about what league you play in. Obviously, you want to play in the best possible league and also be scoring a bunch. But the form goes a long way. So, you know.
You want to be in good form. You want to be hot.
Bundesliga, I mean, you know, Bayern just beats, I forgot what team, 7-0.
Right.
And it's
a waste.
And it's just, and everybody, as soon as people start seeing this.
They should just make the Bayern trophy and then the actual trophy for whoever comes in second.
Does Bayern dominating that much, does that say that the league is poor?
Or? No, because he's not playing for Bayern. He's not having having a cakewalk.
Right, right, right. So that's why we can compare Bundesliga, Championship, MLS. And to me, it's, I mean, some people might be offended by this. To me, they're about the same level, all of them.
Christopher Affleby said, I want Greg to bring in everyone in September and just have to duel it out in soccer tennis. All right, that's crazy. But I do think, how big of a camp can you bring in September? Do you know?
It's
like a pre-World Cup camp. You can't have like 40 people.
No. I forgot what it's called, the pre-roster of like what they cut down to, and that one's usually like 50 names, and then they cut it down to camp, which I think is like
23, right?
No, it's more 30, than that. It's like 30, 32, 32, something like that, and then from there they
26 is the final roster, says Justin Freeberg.
So they're probably gonna call, like, as far as camp, they're probably gonna I would imagine like 35 players in or something along those lines.
Thomas 1964 said Greg's roster is younger than Leo DiCaprio's.
Good, boom, you got one of these, bro. That's a good bit.
You
That's a good
it.
Joke.
That's a great joke.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, you didn't repeat the word roster. You let us think about it.
Thank
great.
You.
Great. Very smart.
Well
word
done.
Word economy.
All right. Kirby D said, if Sargent keeps scoring, he has to be on that roster.
He has to be on the roster. I want to see Brendan Vasquez brought in as well. I wouldn't be shocked if maybe that's just too big of a leap for him.
It's just, look,
all of a sudden now you're in the, you know, in the camp for the World Cup.
The problem is a lot of stress. This is the same thing that happens with Joe Scally. Love Joe, obviously came from NYCFC,
killing it,
Borussia Mönchengladbach. But when he is wearing a U.S. jersey, he got an opportunity and he got kind of cooked. He wasn't a good first impression. Right. So
it's not a good look.
And nobody's expecting that. You get your first start and you absolutely crush it. I think he's just going to need more time. He's a young player.
He's a young player, and the World Cup's going to be in the U.S. 2026.
Yeah, and I think there's a strong possibility there. But the U.S. men's national team fans, it's like, bro, they play in Europe. Why isn't our squad completely, consist of all European players? And it's like, no, that's not the best strategy.
Also, how you get to Europe is play well in the World Cup. There's going to be a lot of clubs crawling around MLS after this World Cup.
Justin Freeman says Scally got cooked like a nice pizza, a little charred on the side.
Jesus. Now I'm hungry, dude.
Okay. J.K. Trissett Turner twiddling his thumbs at Arsenal.
You know what?
Does he get the call into camp? He does.
He does. And he's going to be backup like he is at Arsenal. But I look in training, this dude is getting a ball shot at him from some of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get that he's not having game time and he's got to be game ready. And until Carabao Cup and some of that stuff starts, we're not really going to see him unless, unfortunately, Aaron Ramsdale gets injured or maybe they need a break. But I would trust Zach Steffen more because he's going to come in a bit more ready. But, dude, let's stop acting like Turner's on the bench in him at Revs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the Revs have been...
They ain't going nowhere, bro.
I mean, they've been so bad. I mean, ever since, especially since Turner left. Now, I thought that was going to affect the team a little bit. But, they're obviously giving up a whole bunch of goals. And I don't think it's necessarily... I forgot the keeper's name. Apologies, I can't remember. But it's they look disoriented.
So here's my question, right? We've heard a lot about Bruce Arena's... lack of tactics, right?
Sure. Not an insult. Yeah, it's
not an insult. It's just his style.
He's just like, yo, win the game.
Yeah.
And then they win.
Yeah, that's his style.
And now he has like 6-7 MLS Cups or whatever.
But is his time done? Is the league moved on tactically where his style is no longer...
I mean, he won
the right choice.
They won a supporter shield last year.
And should they hire Sampaoli, who's without a job?
Okay, a lot of questions here. They won Supporter Shield last year. They were a great team. They had a strong squad. I think the beginning of this year was difficult in Pantera, Gustavo Bo, getting
Gustavo
injured. Bo. So he missed a lot of games. And he's not scoring like he was in his first year.
Josie goes there, leaves.
Josie's out.
Lecce goes there, leaves.
So
there's a lot of questions that need to be asked about what's going on.
Yeah, I think that
new logo, same old Revs.
I think as far as tactically, I don't know it seems like a personnel thing of like who's gonna control the game. Sebastian Legette and Carles Hill don't seem like
it was oil and water.
Yeah, they seem maybe play a little too similarly or maybe need the ball a little too much.
It's Carlos Hill's team.
I agree.
So you can't come in and be like, but I also, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I bring in another Dominican comedian, you're going to be like, what are you doing? This is kind of my thing,
You're stepping on my toes.
A little bit. And the guy's like, yeah, I don't need carbs. And Chris is like, you got to get him out of here. You know?
So I think it's become a real chemistry issue. With the Revs.
But wouldn't a better manager, I mean, I hate to say it because I'm only saying this to
but
spark.
Like,
hold on. Let me say this to spark
the
conversation.
One year ago, they won Supporter Shield. Yes. And now you're talking about a better manager.
Let me just say this to spark the conversation. Wouldn't you expect a manager of his ilk to have been able to handle this a little differently?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give it that. I mean, they got a new player, a new DP, Rigoni. Emi Rigoni, something
like
that? Emo Rigoni?
SKC Fair TV, but LOL, not Sampaoli. I love Profe Sam. I love Sampaoli.
He's a big fan of this tattooed bald man.
He is no longer with Marseille because apparently they finished in second, and apparently there was a little bit of a dust up with the ownership and the president. The man is crazy. I'm not gonna tell you he's not.
This is what he likes about it. He wants this energy. Okay. He wants Sampaoli to be fist fighting Robert Kraft.
Yes. I promise you, if for some reason Nick Cushing doesn't want the job, please bring in Sampaoli. I would
destroy the club.
I mean, he's a maniac. Okay. He's almost like, just imagine a bed bug on your leg when you first get to a hotel in Minnesota. The next 2 weeks, that's Sampaoli's whole season.
Thomas said, Bristian Bolanco.
And Manja Sandu. Shouts to Manja Sandu, always in the chat. He says, sounds like a job for Brendan Managers.
Yo, Brendan Managers is going to be managing out in MLS. Yo,
bro, sometimes he's definitely getting sacked. Sometimes my brain just blends things together.
Speaking of a new manager, the San Jose Quakes got
Lucci.
So Lucci's going to be the
Wally.
He's going to be the new coach, the former FC Dallas coach.
And
okay.
He's really good at developing youth players, which seems to be all San Jose wants to get. So I think it's going to work really well.
Okay. All right. A couple.
Kirby D said, I'm not wrong. It would be pure entertainment.
I mean, would it be entertaining? Of course. Would it be?
SKC Fan TV said, I'll get my media pass to fight that clown. Warning. I got a surprise for you. That's not allowed in the media pass
description. Didn't Sampaoli coach Argentina also?
No,
right?
But he got sacked.
Yeah, he got sacked quickly. Yeah. But he was there for a little bit.
You treated him wrong. That man is perfect.
A couple other things I wanted to talk about. Let me cue them up before I get to it. NWSL, they have their the final. We know it's going to be at Audi Field.
Absolutely,
the NWSL Championship final it's going to be.
What's the date?
We could check on the date, but we know it's going to be prime time. This time around, it is going to be at 8 p.m. It got moved from
last time it was noon.
It was noon.
Wow, disrespectful.
Noon Eastern.
Yeah. Wake up early, California.
So rough go last year. Who won last year? Spirit, obviously.
October 29th,
and it's going to be at 8 p.m. on CBS.
Beautiful.
On big CBS. So really, really exciting. This I saw this tweet from Grant Wall. Grant Wall asked the question. I love Grant Wall. Shout out the Meadowlark homie. This is why he's a great journalist
and catalyst.
Great at his job because he's like, all right, I see. Let's give props to right. NWSL and getting the final being on CBS. But he asked the question. He's like, let me just ask the question. He's like, now that we know that it's on CBS, do we think the NWSL final is going to do better than the MLS Cup final? And it's like, that's actually very likely.
I'm just, for those of you watching, if you're listening, you're not going to know what I'm doing, but here's Grant Wall.
Love it. Okay, that's Sampaoli style journalism.
Oh. Imagine Sampaoli moved to the U.S. and became a journalist.
Okay.
By the way, you want me to ruin your whole childhood? You can't pull a grenade pin with your teeth.
You can't?
No,
why not?
It's too hard.
I mean, you got weak teeth then.
No. There was an army sergeant or whatever, one of these SEAL Team 6 guys.
Was it Sergeant Slaughter?
Is that the wrestler?
That's the wrestler. He was my hero, bro.
Didn't they also have a cartoon about him?
Of course. Yeah, he was in... Was Sergeant Slaughter in G.I. Joe? No, Sergeant Slaughter is from G.I. Joe.
Let me tell you something. If you remember G.I. Joe, on the back, they would have all the other G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
Right? So when I was a kid, I would go to the store, and I look at the back, and I decide which one I wanted.
Okay.
But my mother, we were very poor, so no. My mother's like, I ain't buying you no G.I. Joe. I'll buy you this G.I. Jose, But they would never buy me G.I. Joe. So I would always look at the back, and then one day my uncle was like, hey, man, I got you the G.I. Joe. And this thing wasn't even on the back. It was a real G.I. Joe, but the dude had a stick with a cinder block on it and a pet pig.
Okay.
I don't think it was real, bro. He got me some bootleg. Nobody wants it.
Right.
Covered in bed bugs.
I'm confirming. Yeah, Sergeant Slaughter was a wrestler and was also in G.I. Joe.
How are you allowed to do both?
Because it's just a likeness. It's like a brand. Every wrestler signs their brand to WWF or, you know, WWF at the time. And then they can use the likeness on whatever they want for toys, shirts, merchandise. And this was just one of those things. So shout out to Sergeant Slaughter. Some of the
OGs.
New York
Dominican idolized Sergeant Slaughter. What the hell?
Bro, I was a kid. This is great. It was great.
I don't know if it's a real G.I. Joe, but the guy had a stick with a cinder block on it. I didn't even play with him. I'm like, get this fucking thing. And a pet pig, bro.
Okay. That sounds like a fun
I don't know.
Character.
What did you do with the stick and the pig? You hit the pig with the cinder
You know,
block?
I was on the – I got off the train the other day, and I saw a guy who was –
Wait, Major Bacon? Was that real?
Major Bacon?
That can't be real.
Was that?
Put this on the screen.
Okay, let me see.
Major Bacon sounds like what I order for breakfast.
Major Bacon. Oh, I'm going to have to Google it.
Yeah, you're in.
I'm in Wikipedia. Major.
It's so cute that you type it into, you type Google as opposed to just typing it into the search bar.
Because I'm in Safari and.
But we're Bing.
This is
a liquor. What are you talking about? You put Major Bacon G.I. Joe.
Is that was that G.I. Joe?
Like he's saying this is the G.I. Joe. Did the pig have kung fu grip?
Major Bacon G.I.
This was it.
This is it. Okay, hold on. I think
this was real.
No, this is
no. That's like a real.
This is Major Barrage.
No,
I don't think this is a real thing.
Dude had a stick with a cinder block on it. Major Sanders said Major Bacon teamed up with Lieutenant Chicken. I don't know. Major Bacon, Private Pig, Sergeant Squeal. Is any of this real? Or Road Pig?
Okay, we're never going to get to the end of it. So,
all right, chat. Google G.I. Joe cinder block pig and see what happens.
Hit subscribe here on YouTube.
Levitard fans, help us out.
Get to the bottom of this. Okay, so so this is what I wanted to make sure we highlighted because there was a goal. What are you looking for?
I'm a road pig. This is it.
But that's just the
stick. That's just the stick.
Just a stick.
Dude's name was Road Pig, bro.
Okay, can we move on?
This
can
is
can
trash.
We get back to soccer?
It's an old white dude. Anyway, go ahead.
I want to get to this this goal celebration. There was a goal from Lola Bonta. She plays for Kansas City Current. She scored a penalty against Angel City. You found it?
Or? Yeah, this is ridiculous. It's just an old white dude with football shoulder pads and a stick with a cinder block on it.
He looks like Cable from X-Force.
You lost me.
From Marvel.
I was so sad.
Anyway, okay. Let's talk about...
You never saw this dude in the cartoons. He wasn't in the movie. Dollar store ass. By the way, that toy is $190 right now.
Yeah, dude.
I should have kept this motherfucker. Yeah.
I have an action figure of Cloud from Final Fantasy VII. That's it's from Japan.
Wait, is that the dude that with the gun was also a big knife?
Yes. Right. Was it a?
That's all I remember.
No. It didn't have a gun on it.
Dude, I didn't know Final Fantasy, they changed every year. I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I have an old, very old toy of Cloud that I think is worth a lot of money. I got to look up on eBay. Anyway.
Road Pig.
forget it. This is ridiculous. The cosplay is embarrassing.
There's a guy dressed like him. It looks like me, bro. It looks like if I shave.
Okay. Lola Bonta, she scores a penalty. This celebration went viral because she did the pretending to pull a hamstring. And
this is a TikTok thing, right?
I don't think so.
I've seen other people do this.
Oh, maybe.
A kid graduated and did this.
Oh, okay. So she scores the penalty. Birds, it's a great goal. And does a celebration and pretends to have pulled a hamstring, and then she goes into the twerk.
Right.
So
This went mega viral.
Mega viral, as it should. Very fun. Very, you know, I love the character. But this brought up the question. Remember, a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. Kai Kamara, when he was with the New England Revolution,
right?
Didn't do a similar thing here, but he did twerk.
He did twerk, and he got a yellow.
He got a yellow for twerking.
Hmm.
All right, and this is I say this to say,
if you gonna take some out of your pocket, it better be singles.
Okay, I say this to say we should not be yellow carding.
No, this is the right reaction. You right. film it, you put it on social media, and you let the world watch.
Exactly. Okay, we're trying to sell the game, bro.
Yeah, bro.
People are already saying, "Yo, we need to have this celebration in FIFA."
Hell yeah.
No reason not to. Okay. But no.
And it should be called the La Bonta. Let her own it. Where's she from? What's Luau?
It looks French, but I don't know where she's from. I'm assuming French because of the all the L's.
This is Roger Espinoza's
wife. I don't know.
I know they're partners. I don't know if they're married.
Okay.
Hollow 401 said La Bonta is my new crush. Get in there, buddy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, but you love to see it. It was great. So the I want to take a look real quick at the table again for in NWSL. The Thorns are obviously still leading, but
it's a three way.
San Diego Wave are this is
Houston Dash just got Caprice the Dasco.
Yeah, that was
sad tear, bro.
The shocker here.
We never got to show her how to order bagels.
When we did the photo shoot with Gotham FC for the 90s drop merch that they did, we got to hang out with Caprice and talk to her a lot, and she was awesome, and we were talking about...
She's a sweetheart.
The nicest person, obviously.
I don't think we've ran across, like, a play... Well, there's one, but... there hasn't been an NWSL play where I'm like, I don't ever want to talk to this person again. Okay. That one wasn't bad. It was just something about the culture. I think you guys... I can get where I'm going with that.
Specifically ours.
Yeah. Yeah. Initially, it was just Christian's culture, but then once she spoke to me...
We're joking.
These are jokes.
We're just joking. Anyway.
She's an owner. So,
we're just joking.
We're just kidding.
Okay. But I think the surprise...
we're going to get an email.
The surprise here is really with Angel City. Angel City looked like they were... San Diego and Angel City were like 1-2.
They started hot.
And then the injury to Kristen Press. And speaking, this is what we were talking about, Hani Mukhtar and all the goals coming from one place. Kristen Press, once she got injured, Angel City, it looks like it'll be a surprise if they do qualify for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. They're really going to have to fight for that opportunity. But I think that's probably the biggest shocker in that drop off.
I think the biggest surprise for me is the fact that, look, goal differential-wise, Portland Thorns on another level. This is Manchester City stuff we're seeing from Portland Thorns. But Kansas City Current.
Yeah, they look great.
Bro.
They're looking great.
You know, this is the thing about, you know, when you have, which, by the way, they should have like a supporter shield equivalent.
I believe they do.
I don't think they do.
I think it's just called the NWSL shield. I'm almost sure.
Okay.
Please, right. If someone correct me.
I apologize if I got that wrong. But when it comes to something like a knockout tournament, a playoff, I'll say this a million times, is about who's coming in with like the best form. And like Portland Thorns are the most consistently good team, but Kansas City Current, there's something about them. They're just playing with a lot of swagger right now.
And look, and the fact that they...
But then Houston Dash just retooled up. Caprice Dasco, Defender of the Year last year.
Right. But with Kansas City, surprisingly, with not having their two biggest signings, which was Lynn right. Williams and Sam Lewis out due to injury, and still playing as well as they have is, again, great. So I'm excited about...
Isn't it crazy that they're both like best friends and they're both injured for the whole season?
I mean, was it planned?
Is this all just to build up snacks?
Okay, it's all a marketing strategy. We talked about Gotham a little bit last.
SKC Fan TV, but Kansas City Current Fan TV? I think so.
We talked about Gotham last week, and they did sign, I think she came from the Current, Victoria Pickett.
Yeah, she was up for Rookie of the Year.
Right. But Gotham.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, it's been, you know, they obviously got rid of their coach, and then... we were talking about the Spirit, who have also gotten rid of their coach.
Mm-hmm.
They've won one game all season. the Spirit after winning the NWSL title.
It's crazy. We're talking about Trinity Rodman.
Trinity Rodman is up for Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. the first player to have a $1 million contract that's, like, I guess, at her age or whatever. I guess not one of the national team players or whatever the asterisk there is, but she's huge. Great player, Ashley Sanchez.
Their team is too good. I mean,
we're talking about you have to try to. Sampaoli with Argentina is the first reference that comes to mind. I still love that man, and I still blame Messi. But you have to try really hard to somehow create an atmosphere where you're losing this bad with a team this good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but. I still, there's something about me that says, like, if Kansas City Current win, I will not only be, I'll be excited because I think they're playing really well, but I won't be surprised one bit.
Right. Omar Ramirez said, is the NWSL going to have a Western and Eastern Conference in the future?
I hope so
at some point. Look, the NWSL is only growing. You know, there's
clearly talent. You saw what Minnesota Aurora did.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be, it looks like there's going to be a new team in the Bay Area in NWSL. There are rumors that maybe in Minnesota that could be another NWSL team in the future. Look, realistically, I don't know how important it is to have an Eastern and Western Conference. You would want the travel to be a little bit easier for the most part. But right now, there's 9 teams, 10 teams, 12 teams. So once you get to 16, 18, then I think we can start thinking about a Western Conference or Eastern Western Conference. But
I think building to that point, the most important thing is people that aren't jumping in. I mean, look, after the Women's World Cup, on the lead up to it and after it, there's going to be a lot of interest. I think it's important to get people that are understanding you're in here for the long haul, especially after the league. They kind of haven't said much about it, but the league supposedly may have trouble paying some of the players because of that crypto agency thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That they signed a big deal with that apparently was covering a lot of the player's salary based on the structure. So there's a lot that needs... You have to understand that you're building up.
I also have no idea if their salary was involved in payment.
It said.
Oh, I don't know.
This was part of an article. Again, I'm saying this hasn't been quantified in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, yeah.
There were rumors that there was a potential that they would have trouble paying some of their bigger name players. I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that's the rumor that came out based on the reporting. Again, I don't read the whole article, so or any of it.
Headlines really. Only. Yeah. Maybe about two, three words.
If you don't put it in the tweet, I'm not clicking on nothing. But no, honestly, they kind of haven't said anything about that. That seems to be fine. But if you're going to buy into this league, it's not just about let's get it as big as possible, because that's when these things fail. Let's build smart. Let's build with owners that want to be here for the long haul, that want to support women's soccer, because there's clearly an audience there. You just have to help cultivate that culture a little bit more.
Right, right. Okay. Anything else before we wrap up? In the chat, let us know if there's anything we missed, anything you think we should go over before we go. We got a couple minutes. Anything else, Alexis?
JK Tritt said, cryptocurrency is the millennials' pet rock. Might be the oldest thing ever said in our chat. Millennials.
Are we talking about Sergeant Slaughter?
Yeah. We got Road Pig, which do not Google. You will not like what you find. Alexis gets his article information from TikTok. Yeah, bro. I'm only on. Give me 30 seconds max is in my attention span.
I know. Yeah, as KC Fan TV mentioned, KC Current Fan TV. I think so. Well, you know what? I saw this tweet, and I wish I could find it, but there was a woman who tweeted about women's sports and how it's and the dialogue around it and the discourse. And basically, she was basically saying, for women's sports to thrive, we need to talk about women's sports the way people talk about men's sports, meaning maybe even a little bit of that hypercriticism, a little bit of toxicity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you trash, you got to be say you trash.
Yeah, yeah. Have that kind of,
I agree. It can't be schoolyard teacher, everyone's doing great.
Right, right. Which I don't think it is, but there definitely is, people don't hit on the gas as much as when they talk about men's sports. Especially when we're talking about
specific- But it also because doing that puts you in the category of someone who's like, I don't watch it. It's
right,
stupid.
Right. Yeah. So, and there has to be a way to distinguish between being like a just straight up misogynist that hates women and hates women sports.
Right.
And
you don't have to become Blandrew Bate.
Blandrew Bate. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys get what I'm saying?
Right. Right. So there has to be a way to differentiate that and also. Criticize a player and maybe even criticize a player in a harsh way. But I think because where we are, and maybe the tide is turning a little bit, but the foundation of the league seems to be in a better place where if you're just criticizing a player, maybe people won't think that you are just criticizing women overall or women sports in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it also comes with you have to earn it.
Earn what?
Earn the right to do that. You have to show that you actually watch the sport and care about it before you can be hypercritical.
But you don't have to do that. You mean with sports in general or with women's sports in particular? Because
I think with soccer in general.
Okay.
But also with women's sports, if you just – the first thing people see of you is you being like, this is garbage. They're going to assume or they're going to put you in the category of like, oh, this person is being maybe too critical of the sport in general versus, okay, there's a portfolio of having mindful conversation about the sport and now they're being critical.
Yeah. It's an interesting line. And I think everyone, I think we all have to do something to like figure out what that landscape is going to look like because Bill Burr had a viral video from his last special talking about basically the WNBA and that the WNBA is not popular because women don't support it. And so he's basically like, why are you mad at men? Like women should be watching. The game. So it's a little bit like the joke was, I thought it was kind of funny. There was some.
No. I know the joke you're talking about. Structured well where I was like, oh, he's not. He's not doing the
misogyny. He's not doing that. He's like basically saying that the criticism that is directed towards men about women's sports, he's basically saying like women should take some accountability of why the sports are not as successful as they could be because a lot of women do not watch the sport.
Right.
I mean, lots do, but it is what it is. I mean, so the numbers speak for themselves. So it's an interesting angle, but. I don't remember the bit verbatim, but it was still a little bit not acknowledging the fact that there are people, most likely men, actively being like this sport sucks because it's women playing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's easy. I understand the like, yo, I don't watch it, but why are you mad at me?
I get, but that I don't watch. Whatever, NASCAR.
Right, right. There's a lot of things I don't watch.
I would watch women's NASCAR. That sounds dope.
Who was the...
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick. Yeah. Well, you know what? I watched like one race because I was like, oh, cool. This is like a groundbreaking thing for women in this sport. And I watched one. I'm like, ain't for me. Danica's not enough for me to start watching NASCAR. I mean, the GoDaddy commercials are cool, but that's about it.
GoDaddy's dope. I remember when she was in Maxim. I was like, okay, I don't know who Shorty is, but I'm following along.
See, JG just said, that Bill Burr WNBA bit is setting women's sports back like 20 years. I think it's funny, but internet punks latch on so fast, and we have to deal with them out in the world.
I will say, as two comedians, you have to be, I personally am, cognizant of what I'm saying, who's going to latch on to this. Who's going to laugh the hardest at this?
Yeah.
I'm mindful of that. And most comedians will tell you not to be. I still am. Because I understand we live in a different world now. You don't just say something in a club, which we're in. Shouts to the Stand.
Yeah.
Comedy club. I'm mindful of the fact that we're not just going to say something in a private club and then that's it. It's for that night, which is what comedy should be. It should be for the people in the room. You make the jokes. Everyone laughs because you have the same shared experience. Maybe something happened before or something just recently happened when you first walk in. Something along those lines. That said, you can't worry about who attaches themselves to what you do. I do. I am mindful of that.
Yeah.
But sometimes things take a life of their own. The author could write a book that's got nothing to do with XYZ, and XYZ is like, this is our book. And you'd be like, ah, shit.
Yeah. I'm not critical of Bill Burr for telling this joke. I think it's a...
I almost fought the guy.
Yeah, look, we have a history. No, but I think it's like, if I'm criticizing the argument that he's making in the joke, I mean, the bit has funny parts, and I get why he's making the point he's making. But
the joke is structured correctly. Some of the words used in it.
But if I'm writing a bit about women's sports, it's going to come from a personal place, and I already know so many female athletes and know their journey, their struggles, that I wouldn't write a joke that dismissive or callous,
right?
Just to make this point that is like the argument is just not super strong. But I understand the point that.
Well, this is where you and I argue about comedy, because I don't have to do this on here, but you will sometimes say, like, I don't really get the point, or get that. Sometimes a joke is just a joke. You know what I mean?
Zed Reimer said, wow, so many people wearing red hats are coming to my shows. Yeah, right. That's usually a sign.
I do comedy for bloods, bro. No, I think it's, you know, somebody said this a long time ago, and I'm very mindful of it, is like, the people, you think you're one person, but the people who come to see you, that's who you actually are. Like, your audience is who you are. Like, you think you're something.
Yeah.
But it's the people that pay to come see you. That's who you actually are, because that's the nerve you're hitting. So to that point, if I were to look out at my audience and see people that I don't agree with, the only reason they came is because of what I said. So I have to be mindful of what I said, because that's what made them decide to come here. You know what I mean? Look, if there's a couple of people whose politics I don't agree with mixed in with a group of people that do, I could care less. It is what it is. Comedy's for everybody. But if to see, you know, it's overwhelming. Like, if this looks like we're about to storm a Capitol, I'm going to be like, I'm burning my notebooks. I'm not saying these things ever again.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, we, you know, Alexis and I have a different philosophy when it comes to that. I don't simply think a joke is a joke, but I also don't think a joke is like super serious either.
No, but you are someone who's like, oh, like every once in a while I'll put out a tweet that I'm like, oh, this is funny. And you'll be like, yeah, but what's the point you're trying to make? I'm like, the point is it's funny. There is no, like, you have a different, you're a George Carlin fan. I'm a person falling boing sound. You know what I mean? We're
so yeah, different. So and there's a risk and reward for whatever approach. That's all I'm saying.
And look, Andrew said juice wasn't worth the squeeze with that bit, in my opinion. That's, everyone is allowed to have their opinion.
Right.
It's not a bit I would have made. I see. He was just trying to be funny. I don't think there was anything too egregious.
But I do think the angle that resonated with me, that I thought was funny, and this is why I appreciated the bit to some degree, was the criticism of men who don't watch women's sports. But he was criticizing the women who don't watch women's sports,
right?
Which I think is an angle I've never really heard before, or people talk about.
It's a different take.
Yeah. So I thought that part of it was funny. But what did it miss a lot of context on the bigger picture of the sport? Probably. But I thought that was funny.
If you're wondering why I'm laughing, Thomas 1906-4 put splop. It's funny, dude.
I would pronounce this sploop. Yeah. But
that's literally what, in my brain, I'm like, that's funny. I just like things that are, I don't mind something being silly for the purpose of it being silly. That's just me.
Yeah.
Not that bit was, but I'm just talking about in
general. Okay, yeah. I hate silly things. Yeah. You know me. Anyway.
No, but you're like, you know, humor should have a point. I'm like, well, what if we just said words with bees in the front? You know what I mean? Wow. With different people, Christian.
Okay, everybody. I forgot to do this up top, but, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. But shout out to the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant for hosting us again.
Incredible food. Absolutely incredible cocktails.
Yeah, I mean, we say this all
the
time.
The bar is sick.
But come through. You want to catch a comedy show, or just seriously, just to have some food. I'm not exaggerating. The food, the restaurant here is unbelievable. The best comedy club restaurant I've ever been to.
If you came here and the curtain was pulled and you couldn't see the stage, and someone told you there's a comedy club here, you'd be like, what? In this nice restaurant? Why?
Yeah, seriously, dude.
Yeah, absolutely incredible.
So come check it out.
And shouts to the team for, you know, letting us, you know, Chris, Paul, everybody. You guys are absolutely the best.
Yeah, yeah. They're welcome.
Joe, shouts
big,
to
big
Del.
Soccer fans as well. They
yeah, big soccer fans.
So it's a lovely, lovely home. Okay, so all right, we should wrap up. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And as always,
Thomas said, Alexis is the man that both loves and fears bees the most. I hate bugs, bro. I hate bees, dude.
I just want to give a shout out to the Lauer After Hours. We just did
great show,
a podcast with it's a Dan Levitard
hosts.
it was a Dan Levitard fan podcast, which is we were doing this show and I'm like, why doesn't Gully Squad got their own whole podcast?
Could you just imagine it's them? It would be them apologizing and explaining.
No, but we did a Dan Levitard and Stugatz fan podcast that didn't include Dan Levitard or Stugatz. It was those fans of the show that.
But they did a great job.
Built this community, and it was really, really dope. So go check it out, because we got to like just introduce ourselves to kind of a new fan base. And people who a lot of the people that were on the call with us were probably the outsiders of the Levitard community, because they're big soccer fans. And
yeah.
Overall, generally, the Levitard community is not always the biggest soccer fan.
Somebody tweeted at us the other day, talk about La Liga, and I'll listen. It's like... Or don't listen.
Always an option.
Yeah.
But that was really, really fun. So Lauer After Hours, you could retweeted it.
LOUR. It's really great.
Really, really fun. Okay.
Zed Dramer said, yo, dog, I heard you like podcasts, so we made a podcast for a podcast.
That's basically what it is.
Also, say Tali, he wrote before, MLS playoff contenders or pretenders? East and West Coast pretenders or contenders for MLS playoffs? Dude, DM us this before the show starts, man.
We sort of did it a little bit in the time we said Montreal.
Do you want to be our producer, dude?
All right. Check out that podcast. And as always, subscribe to this podcast and subscribe to the YouTube channel. A reminder, as always, we have a new feed on Apple Podcasts. So if you are...
They scratched our old one. We lost all the reviews, so we can use some more.
Yeah.
So get in there, leave a 5-star review, put something really funny in there, and we'll read it out on the show. How about that?
Correct. So head over
just like we used to way back in the day.
Yeah, dude. So go head over to Apple Podcasts and do that immediately. And that's about it. We'll be back next week. Anything going on? No. Nothing crazy. We'll be back next week. Obviously, another fun weekend of Major League Soccer and Premier League and NWSL.
We are really close to a pretty big surprise.
That's right. So,
and Gully Squad will know about it first. So, shout out to everyone in Gully Squad. Shout out to all the new members.
That's right.
I believe there was another one joined. Another person.
Please read
Amanda,
it out.
I believe.
Yeah. So,
shout out to Amanda. Shout out to DG 1118, Carlos Flores.
Yes. So, patreon.com.
And Ash Daly and Josh Burleson.
Yeah.
Which we read already. We read last week.
Patreon.com/soccercooligans. Go join now.
You guys are the best.
Y'all are.
And yo, put your pictures in there. It's just a bunch of, cartoon dogs.
Oh, on the avatars.
Yeah, come on. Okay. I wonder what you look like in case you come up to us in public. Be like, hey, I'm like, do I owe this motherfucking money? Or
Alexis
is he
just wants to see your profile pic so he can swipe left or right, bro.
Pictures of your feet. Do not do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Not because I care. It's just you're going to get a lot of weird DMs, dude.
Say Tali said, I asked earlier and you skipped it.
No, you asked while we had already talked about it. Dude, send it before the show so we don't have to converse about what we're going to talk about. You can just produce the show.
Robin's and he said, everyone just leave a 5-star review and be emojis, which is great. Okay. Seriously, y'all the absolute best. We will see you next week. Enjoy.
Easy cooligans, buddy.
Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.